Welcome back to the News Hour. On Fridays, we do the Illini Notebook. Brian Barnhart is here, the voice of the Fighting Illini, and it's brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Beru's, and Seven Saints. Illinois football tomorrow night at Memorial Stadium, taking on the Western Illinois Leathernecks. 6:30, or actually about 6:40 is kickoff. 5 o'clock, our game day coverage begins here on News Talk 1400. Brian, one game in the books. Illinois had a really bad first half and a pretty decent second half last week.
They did, and hopefully they'll play in the second half, in the first half of this next game coming up tomorrow night. Rod Smith talked about it a little bit today at quarterback club, and just, they left some plays on the field was the biggest thing that he's talked about, is that the first pass play, you know, was not quite where it needed to be, the first pass play of the game, and there was several after that. And there was really never, from what I understand, listening to coaches and players, never any panic. They just went to work in the second half, and it started clicking. And, you know, they racked up 28 second-half points, and I think 21 of those in the third quarter. So, you know, hopefully they'll play like that again in the first half of this game and start faster.
Well, there were some standout things, of course, that we can get into, but probably the biggest news of all is the loss of Mikey Dudek, and, boy, you can't help but have your heartstrings pulled on that.
It is. It's tough, and, you know, especially after that first year, he was such a smash hit with Illini fans with 1,000 yards receiving and nearly 80 catches and, you know, was huge in some big games, and then he just never got healthy enough to even get close to that again. He showed flashes of it, you know, last year a little bit and some of the early parts of the game last weekend. But, yeah, I mean, there was talk, you know, barring injury at the time after that first year, that he might go on to be the all-time receiving leader in Illinois history. Still had one of the great years that's ever been had in one single year. But, yeah, just too bad because of all the things he's come back from. But he seems to be handling it pretty well.
Almost appropriately so for a guy like him. What is likely to be his last collegiate catch last week at Kent State, set up the game-winning touchdown and was a catch over the middle where he got sandwiched between two defenders. He really gave himself up.
Yeah, he did. And it was strange because it didn't look like an unorthodox or strange play when he got hit. It just like, okay, he got tackled.
And, yeah, it looked like a tough football play.
Yeah, tough football play, but nothing like, oh my goodness, he's down on the ground and he's, you know, going off on the, you know, the John Deere tractor or whatever. I mean, they went back to the sideline. He limped. We were watching him on the sideline, us and the radio crew. We were trying to figure out, is he hurt or not? We couldn't figure it out. We thought it might be precautionary, and then it turned out it was season ending.
Yeah, it's a tough story because he's really kind of a heart and soul type guy. And it's a tough loss both from the leadership he provides on the field, but also obviously as a receiver.
And he was a good teammate. And that's what I think where it hits the most.
But there were some bright spots, of course, that stood out last week. Jake Hansen on defense had 6 tackles for loss as a linebacker. You had a freshman and Quan Martin coming up with a big interception. You see some flashes here of things that might be coming.
Yeah, Illinois has some pretty good pieces. You're looking for playmakers on that defensive side, and Delshawn Phillips certainly made a big play at the end of the game. And we talk about the interception, which was a really big one, obviously, and it was a very tough interception, but it was the pressure up front. They got a little heat on the quarterback, Woody Barrett, for Kent State, so that was a big factor in that interception. But, yeah, he had 12 tackles. Hansen had 15. Hansen was all over the field. We didn't know what we had heard. He had played really well in camp, but we had not seen him in a game much other than a couple of years ago, and he made his mark pretty quickly.
So Western Illinois coming to town tomorrow night, and look, it's an FCS opponent, so it's a team that Illinois has beaten twice before, shutting them out both times. What are the types of things the coaches you think want to see out of this besides the obvious and a win?
Well, faster start, more consistent play. You know, you'd like to see if you can get all your running backs healthy. We'll see if Dre Brown's able to come back, but you know, you had pretty steady play from those 3 running backs, and you're going to have to get a look at Carlos Sandy or, you know, Trenard Davis or Dominic Stampley in that slot receiver spot, see how the offense looks now without Mike Dudek as a go-to guy who can step up there. And then just continue to see development, I think, with those young defensive backs, see continued improvement because it looks like we'll see some more of Quan Martin back there and Sidney Brown and some others. So I think those are key things to be watching for. The biggest difference people will notice from last week to this week is Western Illinois actually huddles, and they run 2 or 3 tight ends at the same time and maybe a 1 receiver or 2 receiver set. So this is a little bit of a throwback offense to the way everybody used to play.
I wonder if a defensive coordinator like Hardy Nickerson then is licking his chops because that's what he used to face all the time.
Maybe, but you know, for you practice, they practice the Illinois defense against the Illinois offense all the time with kind of a tempo, hurry up, multiple, you know, and then they suddenly have to kind of, it's almost flipped, the script is flipped, and you're preparing for a team that's more traditional to line it up. I think where it'll help is against a Wisconsin or against an Iowa that plays a little more traditional offense. But Western Illinois was a good team last year. They won 8 games. They were in the FCS playoffs. They lost to a good historical power in Weber State. I think they won 6 road games last year out of their 8 wins. So that was pretty impressive. And they've got a really good quarterback in Sean McGuire, and they've got a great tailback and a dangerous punt returner in Steve McShane. So those are two names to be listening for tomorrow.
All right, Brian. Western Illinois in tomorrow night. Let's open up the notebook.
All right, couple of things. Western Illinois last week, even though they went out west, they played pretty well. They lost to Montana State 26-23. Their new coach is Jared Elliott. The previous coach went out to work for Herm Edwards out at Arizona State, coaching wide receivers out there. So new coach, but he's a guy, it's interesting on him, Jared Elliott, tried to go to Mississippi State to play football, and his scholarship got pulled. He wound up being looked at by Miami of Ohio, who had just lost Ben Roethlisberger to the NFL. They were looking for a quarterback.
Roethlisberger turned out all right.
Turned out all right. They sent him. He wound up being a wide receiver there at Miami of Ohio, but they looked at him as a quarterback to try to replace Roethlisberger. The other note on the team, they lost 20 seniors from last year's squad, so that's a big loss for them. And they also have a player named Zeke. He goes by Zeke LeSueur, one of their receivers. His dad is a big Detroit Pistons fan, and he named him Isaiah LeSueur after Isaiah Thomas.
Hmm.
But Isaiah Thomas always went by Zeke, so he goes by Zeke LeSueur.
Really carrying that out the whole way there.
And McShane is also, I mentioned him, the running back who returns punts. He had a couple of long 75, 80-yard punt returns during the course of his career, but he's also a first-team all-conference baseball player in the outfield for the Western Illinois baseball team. So,
interesting. Not a lot of two-way guys anymore.
Yep. And Illinois is undefeated all-time against teams from the FCS. They are 16-0 all-time. And, in fact, the two games they've played with Western Illinois, they have not allowed the Leathernecks to score. It's 21-0 and 44-0.
Brian, thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, hopefully we'll stay dry somewhat.
Yeah, just remember, no umbrellas in this. No umbrellas inside Memorial Stadium.
Right.
It's the Illini Notebook with Brian Barnhart, brought to you by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Baruz, and Seven Saints. News is next.